Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, and welcome to another edition of Movement Radio. I am Chip Hazard.
I'm Talon Williams.
And I'm Roger Sierra.
And Roger, do you want to tell everybody what we're going to be talking about today?
Today we're going to do, I guess, sort of a discussion slash review of anime that Talon just finished watching, or starting to watch, I guess. I wouldn't say finished because it's not caught up yet. And that would be Demon Slayer.
Yes. We finished it Friday night. We finished season one Friday night. Yeah. we're two episodes into the train arc.
Made a separate season.
Because I was looking at the seasons, the way that they have it set up is that the train arc and the entertainment district are all they've been it as two separate seasons, which is why I thought it was so weird that season one had like 26 episodes and season two only had 7 episodes. I was like, why is it like this? But it makes sense because I guess
episodes, what the hell,
that they had 7 episodes, and then they have the entertainment district, I think, is like 11 episodes now, and that's season two combined.
Where are you watching Demon Slayer at?
Netflix.
Okay.
Is that why it's that way? Because
I think so, because I'm pretty sure on Crunchyroll it's not set that way. Let me double check.
It shouldn't be, because the Mugen Train is a movie. But the movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm at the part, not to spoil anything, but I'm at the part where
this is going to be spoiler review because we're talking about the first season.
Yeah. Right. Well, I'm talking about like
3 years ago.
Right. Well, before? Where I am. Well, it was 2018, right?
I thought it was 2019. Might be
2018. Or 2019. I'm sorry. Yeah, 2018. Either way, I mean, it's long enough. excuse me. But yeah, I'm at the part where, The lower one with the talking hand got everybody to sleep, pretty much. It slept everybody, and now the minions are tying up the people and stuff, and that's the part where we're at now. We haven't gone past that point just yet, but I'm looking forward to seeing what happens there.
I'm just surprised they said that.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, you know, I mean, I guess people have different ways of doing things. I'm sure Crunchyroll or Funimation or any other, you know, streaming service that uses anime will probably do it a different way, I guess.
No, ironically enough, on Crunchyroll they have it
as one continuous season.
Yeah, so it's got it broken up, so you have the movie, so in order according to Crunchyroll, you watch season one, then you watch the movie, then the train arc, which is 7 episodes, then the entertainment district, which is 11 episodes, then season 3.
So, no, so the movie is the train arc. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The movie is Mugen Train. So they have it as a movie, and they also have it separated in a season.
Okay, so you could just watch the movie without watching the series.
So just watch those first 7. So instead of watching 7 episodes, I could just watch the movie, and I could pretty much know everything, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
To lead into season two was the movie.
Gotcha. Okay. I have to find it somewhere then, if it's the actual movie, because right now they just have it at 7 episodes on Netflix right now.
Yeah, just watch this. I mean, you're already 2 episodes in.
I might as well finish it. So I'm just 2 episodes in. Right. So.
Yeah. Talon, only thinking about season one, since you are the newest to A, anime, and B, Demon Slayer. What are your initial thoughts of just season one of Demon Slayer?
I thought it was a very, very enjoyable season. I feel like it's the typical, you know, the hero, you know, who was pretty much not kind of forced in a way to be the hero because of the tragedy that took place with his family, and with Nezuko, you know, turning into a demon, him not knowing that she turned into a demon until, you know, as soon as I think, God, I still can't remember his name. Tamburo, I want to say that's his name. there's the original Demon Slayer that shows up to kill Nezuko, and that whole thing happened, and then he's like, why is this demon protecting a human, you know, and that whole arc, and the fact that he had to travel to figure out like why this is happening, and then he learns about the demon slayer cores, and going through the journey, like his journey, like I feel like maybe I don't think they made him too strong in season one. Like it wasn't like he was just granted every power, granted every form or anything like that, because he eventually had to learn everything, and it took him a while to learn everything. You know, like with the breathing and, you know, techniques and things of that nature. The fight scenes, I thought all the fight scenes that I seen were very, very interesting to watch. I just remember the chick with six arms with the bouncy balls. I can't remember her name to save my life. She was one of the henchmen or henchwomen for Kibuchichi, which he a bad motherfucker. So yeah, I mean the whole season with the fights and everything, like I was looking forward to see, like I remember Roger texting me, is like, you know, what did you think of the season? And I was like, I loved it. The thing is that I felt like some parts were a little bit too much. And what I mean by that is like, I will say that, I'm losing names here. Cause there's so many names to remember. Who's the guy with the head with the boar mask?
Inosuke.
Inosuke. Yeah. Thank you. Inosuke, funnier than hell. A little bit out there, a little bit crazy, but you know, I thought he was a very interesting character. Loved the sword. You know, the razor blade swords, I thought that was a really awesome feature. And then the one with the orange and the blonde hair,
Zenitsu.
Yeah, his freakouts, I was like, this guy's so unnecessarily like out there as far as like his freakouts and stuff. Like some of them were funny and some of them were just like, was there a need for that to be there, you know what I mean? So it's like some tropes I was just like, yeah, you know, it is what it is. And sometimes I was like, man, this is dumb. Why is he doing this? You know, but well, I mean, eventually you learn of his story. You know, when you hear his story, especially when they're on the mountain and they're fighting the family, pretty much, Rue and his family, the spider people, as my wife likes to call them. That whole thing was, I'm sure anyone who has arachnophobia was probably freaking out about that arc. But yeah, the as far as like other fights go, like the fight with the guy with the drums, like he hit a drum and the room would turn a certain way, and like that, it probably gave somebody vertigo at that point. And I know I'm bouncing all the way around because there's so much that I'm trying to remember and so much that I actually did enjoy in that order. Series. Well, we can. I didn't want to make it boring. I just wanted to just, you know, shut up. But anyway,
Okay, well, real quick. So for anybody that hasn't seen or doesn't know anything about Demon Slayer, Demon Slayer actually uses breathing techniques, which are their sword-wielding schemes. And there's five main styles. So you have water, flame, thunder, wind, and stone. But then there are several derivatives of those breathing styles. So you can have beast, mist, serpent, sound, insect, and love. So Tanjiro, the main hero, he uses water breathing, while Zenitsu uses thunder breathing, and Roger's favorite, Inosuke, uses beast breathing.
Yep.
Beast breathing is an offset of witch stone. Or which breathing technique is beast breathing off of? Because the five essential ones, as the ship was said, was water, flame, thunder, stone, and wind. So beast is the offset of which one of them?
Probably be wind.
Wind.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
He gets faster and stuff. So I mean, they're all offsets. They're all totally offsets. Sun breathing. So
right. Yeah.
Because I remember the one scene when he was in the woods, when they were up on the mountain in the woods. It was around when that one spider, I can't remember her name, but she was manipulating the other demon slayers with her webs to be almost like marionette puppets, in a sense, doing her wielding for her.
That was her name was Mother.
Mother. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. I'm sure there was another name attached to it, but yeah, Mother is correct. But I remember him sitting down and being like, you know, beast breathing, fourth form, and he spread his arms out. And it's almost like he could like telepathically see where everything was going. Like it was like some type of telepathic or like a thermal or infrared kind of vision that he had at some point. Like, do you guys remember that part where he sat down and did the thing? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's weird seeing like some of the different forms that was, and I'm like, that's awesome, you know, but.
So just so you know, yeah. All like when they're fighting and doing all those different styles and stuff like that, and they do the animation of like all the water and fires and stuff coming out, like none of that actually exists. Like that, okay. there's no water dragons. There are no like flames coming off the swords or anything like that.
I have a feeling. Although,
that's why people say that it relies so heavily on its animation to make it interesting.
Well, I mean, the animation of those, it does give it something extra to make people like, oh, that's awesome. You know, it does give it that extra flair to it, you know, which I think is what attracted people to watch it. In a sense.
My question is, why would you want a shitty looking animation like anything?
No, that's true.
At this point, I want the top tier, and I want my athletes on steroids, all of them.
Here we go again with the steroids. Steroids and cocaine, right?
Yep. I want them all as the maximum peak that they can be, just like my anime, maximum peak. So what anime? Here watching a bunch of mid anime claiming it's good anime. I don't hear nothing about people knocking on Demon Slayer.
So what
would still say Death Note's the best anime around? Get out of here.
I can't say that. I can't say that. So what would you consider the top animes right now? Would it be? I mean, obviously, Dragon Ball would probably still be up there. No,
definitely not.
Obviously. Would you say Naruto still up there? One Piece? Yeah.
No. One Piece, maybe.
Bleach, Attack on Titan? Huh?
I mean, Naruto doesn't exist anymore.
I'm talking about, like, in terms of, like, because you had just said, like, you want your anime just like you want your athletes up, you know, roided up and shit. So which animes would you put in that subcategory or whatever?
I mean, there are none that like that. That's the thing with all animes. There's not anything that great. Everything's gonna have a massive flaw somewhere.
Is that what you? So, what do you think that? What do you think Demon Slayer's massive flaw is?
My issue with it personally is just how some of the pacing can be off a little bit. Like you'll have good action for a little bit, and then it just slows down. And then it'll be slow for like two or three episodes, and then you gotta wait for something to happen. Like there's no good catalyst like of it flowing over and over correctly.
I can see what you're saying about that one. Or that like there's origin stories and things of that nature and stuff. Yes, I get that part.
Well, I mean, I understand having character development and backstory and stuff, but like it shouldn't take three seasons to figure out the backstory of one character that's been around the whole time.
Ah. Got something to look forward to then. what about you, Chip?
What do you mean? Like,
oh, I was just, but as far as like, as far as like what Roger was saying about maybe something you don't like about Demon Slayer from like that first season.
I don't know. It's hard to pinpoint. Like, I enjoyed it, but I think I enjoyed it more. Like, so I just recently, over the last day, rewatched the entirety of season one with the boys. So, like, I could sit here and pinpoint and pick it apart. But just seeing, you know, my two kids, like, deeply entranced watching this show, like, it puts it on another level for me personally. And, you know, just for that. But I do think, like, the character development, like, you get these tiny smidges of backstory, you know, from Tanjiro, Inosuke, and Zenitsu. But I don't know. It's like almost from the get-go, you're supposed to know who these characters are. And why they're doing what they're doing. but you don't, like, they don't give you that.
I think Tanjiro's is pretty self-explanatory, but I feel like also with Zenitsu and Inosuke, that's probably a little bit, which I'm sure, Roger, I'm pretty sure that they break that down a little bit later on. Am I correct on that? As far as their backstory?
I mean, they gave you pretty much Zenitsu's story.
Zenitsu's story, yeah. Yeah, but the spider thing, yeah, that whole thing. Yeah. But, you know, but I feel like in season one, you learn more about the demons than you did about other the main characters that you know. Like, every demon has, like, every demon, like, there's a reason they became a demon, and then it's almost like when they know they're fixing to die, they revert back to, you know, well, I won't say every single demon, because there were demons who, especially the one demon who went into, it was like three different ones, and you could bring them down into this underwater world, and he couldn't say Kibutsuchi's name, you know, or mention the 12 keys of keys or anything like that. You know, he was terrified of Kibutsuchi, which makes sense, because I remember the one part where they go to try to, where Tanjiro goes into the city to confront him, and he's like, you know, well, who are you, and you know, all this sort of stuff, and he's got a wife and he's got a child and all this different stuff, and all of a sudden he just clip somebody on the back of the neck, some random person, and then they flip out and turn into a demon, you know. And you can, it's like, you, no one's saying it, you know.
You can just call him Muzan. You don't have to say his last Muzan? Name.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's what they call it.
Japanese is first name, his last name first, first name second.
Last name first name second. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So just call him Muzan. Is that what you said?
Muzan.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah, that last episode of season one. It was the last episode when he had a completely different form.
Yeah.
And he killed four of the five of the lower. Yeah. And, you know, it just, and then the one who ends up being in the train, the one with the hand that talks, she was just like, you know, do what you want to do to me, blah, 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 blah. So he just injected her with his blood, you know, and as long as they have his blood coursing through their veins, like, it gives them extra power and stuff. And I thought that's very interesting. So, but yeah, the episodes that I've seen, like the season one, I thought, and again, like what Chip was saying, so, you know, Chip watched it with the boys, and the boys, you know, were hooked into it. That's the way it was with me and Malachi when we first started watching it. Almost to the point to where my wife was like, this is actually good. Y'all know my wife. My wife don't really care too much for anime, but for her to sit down and be like, hey, let's watch it, you know, and it's like, hey, don't watch it without us. That tells you something right there, that an anime brought the family together to watch, you know, because we, it's like, wow, it's crazy to me that an anime brought us together to watch something together when really none of us really, which Malachi enjoys it, but Amy didn't. But for us to get together and watch it, you know, I thought it was really cool that we actually had something that we could all watch together, especially in anime like that. You know, when the story was easy to follow, you know, which maybe they made it that way so it could be easy to follow. Like, I don't know if it was, I don't think it was geared towards like kids.
Definitely not.
But it was, yeah. But
there's way too much blood and stuff in that one.
Yeah. Especially that last episode of season one when, like what I said, when Muzan was just killing everybody there, and the one guy was like, I'm running, and he ran like like, nope, you're dead too. Shut up, stupid dog. Anyway, but yeah, as far as season one goes, I was really, really happy with it, you know. And I do think they could have done, like, again, there were some things where I was kind of like, maybe that don't need to be there, or, you know, man, you know, although it was interesting to see Nezuko have a demon power in a way, in a weird sense, because remember at one point when Tanjiro was fighting Rue, he had the spider webs and he had her hanging in the tree, right? Yeah. And the whole time she was sitting there, and Tanjiro did this fire breathing type dance that his father used to do, you know, did something, and then all of a sudden you just see her just use her demon power that she had and just burned the webbing, right? And then like that whole sequence was pretty awesome. But what pissed me off though was that he cut his own head off before Tanjiro's blade could do it. So he was technically still alive because the Demon Slayer didn't cut his head off. He cut his own head off.
Oh, that was super smart.
It was smart, but I was like, damn. And then it wasn't until, golly, why can't I remember his fucking name? He came in and, matter of fact, I'm right here. Let me just fucking look it up real quick.
Who came in?
Tamioka? Yeah, Tamioka.
The water Hirashira?
Yeah, the water Hashira. Yeah, Tamioka. Okay, I got to remember that. But yeah, he came in, you know, and he did the 11th form, which we only knew of only 10 forms, you know. 11th form, and he just like, just it was just like he was walking in slow motion, then ching, just cut his head off with like no effort. And it was just like, oh shit, you know. And then this turns into Lady Kochi. I think is it Kochi or Kochi? I'm trying to remember. The one that had the butterflies, the one that had the really wicked sword that she couldn't cut the head off the demon, but she could put the poison in her body.
Yeah.
Or that venomous in body. She came along, they met him, and next thing you know, they all like everybody's coming through. The family was killed and all that sort of stuff. And then they brought Tanjiro and Nezuko back to the Demon Slayer Corps headquarters, where you learn a lot about, you know, the other Hashiras and things of that nature. And there's a lot of people. It's like, God, like I'm trying to remember like everybody at the same time, you know.
You're talking about Shinobu.
Shinobu, yeah. Is that Shinobu?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. No. You're right. I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to remember names.
I mean, you can pull up the thing so you can see what you're talking about.
It's not like you're
taking a test.
I feel like I am sometimes. Shit. Impressed. Yeah. Inosuke challenge. Okay. So that was it. That was episode. Okay. Episode 20 was when he actually had the fight with Rue. Against corpse rules. That was, yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
Cross of Tanjiro. Yeah, Shinobu was the one. Yeah, you're right. Shinobu and they clash. Tanjiro and Nezuko run. And then they go to the master. And
Tumor Face.
Is that what you call him?
No, I sure do.
I didn't know what the fuck was wrong with homeboy.
Nah, you'll find out later.
Yeah. But then they had the twins that were up there, the weird looking twins that you meet at Final Selection originally. And it's almost like they remind me of the girls from The Shining, in a sense, you know, only animated and not as creepy. Still kind of creepy. But yeah, I just remember they're joined by the harsh and aggressive Shinazawa. Is that how it is? He's the one with all the scars on him that stabbed Nezuko. Yeah.
Fuck. What's his style?
Let me click on it real quick. He is a wind Hashira.
Stone. Yeah, wind.
He's wind Hashira. Stone one's
the blind dude that looks like Brock on steroids.
God, what is? I'm trying to remember his name too. You meet all of them, you know, eventually. I'm sure you get their backstory and stuff, but yeah,
sure,
maybe. Do you? Do you not?
You gotta watch the show.
Okay.
Can't think more than that.
Yeah, no, don't tell me more. But then obviously he learns about techniques and all these different things and the total concentration constant, and it helps motivate him, but it also helps motivate Inosuke and Zenitsu to get them to, you know, fulfill what they feel. And then the last episode, obviously, lower one is, you know, he gets, you know, she gets injected with
moves on
the the blood, and although it was like that the interaction also with Tanjiro and Kanano, is that how I pronounce her name? The one that was kind of under, the one that had the, shut up, the one that had the one that didn't speak, you know, and then she flipped the coin to decide, to make her all of her decisions for her, you know, and, you know, to have them have that interaction was something different. But then they arrive at the train station. You know, they're forced to flee because demon slayers are not recognized by the government, which are unaware of the existence of demons. And they jump on the train.
You forgot an important part.
What part am I forgetting?
The fact that Tanjiro and Nosuke have never seen a train before because of where they
Oh, yeah. And Nosuke's like, what is this? He starts headbutting the train. Yeah, I remember that part.
Well, even before that, there was the Hashira wanted to kill Inosuke and Tanjiro.
Yeah, still wanna, I was like, he still wants to kill them.
Well, yeah, yeah. But
yeah,
they were like, allowed by Kaguya to live and stay together.
Yeah, you can't smuggle no demons nowhere.
Although I can't remember if it was, I can't remember if it was the last episode or the second to last episode where Tanjiro was in there because they put Nezuko in a room pretty much by herself with, you know, the lights dimmed and everything, and he sat there and he was just thinking, and then all of a sudden you hear her voice speak to him, you know, and it was almost like, could she hear him the whole time and she just now responding to him, or is that something that she learned, you know, along the way? Like it was something. Is like, or maybe it was him thinking that she said something, you know, I don't know.
No, I think that ability came during the fight with Rue, when her blood actually dropped on his sword, you know, it made, I think, a deeper connection at that point.
Yeah. I think, yeah, because she still has the bamboo, you know, mouthpiece, you know, which I haven't seen her, which I don't know if she removes it or if she just keeps it in all the whole time.
Yeah, you'll have to finish watching to figure that out.
That's what I'm going to have to do. I don't think they removed it at all in season one. I don't remember if they did. If they did, I can't remember off the top of my head if they did or not.
Did they not at the Hashira place for Tanjiro to prove that she wouldn't?
No, she kept it. She kept it on. She kept it on the whole time. And she just turned her head. And Master was like, what is happening? She turned away in disgust. Because when she was, when Tanjiro was going to train, for 2 years. And she stayed with
the former water house.
Orkadaki, I think is how it's pronounced.
Yes.
Former water house.
Yeah. And, you know, he basically trained her to basically say, do not hurt another human. You know, this is human. And then the one
He sort of subliminally manipulated her to do that.
Right. But I remember the one instance, and this was the first instance. Like, I think this moment was kind of what hooked Amy from a sense, because there was when Tanjiro was training, he had to use his sword and break through that boulder, right? At the same time, he had help from Sabato and Makomo, right? And, you know, they're motivating him and things of that nature. Well, when Tanjiro had left, he turned around to Orodaki and said, say hi to Sabato and Makomo for me. And he was like, how does he know who they are? They've been dead. And I'm like, what? You know, like the whole time he was talking to two spirits. And then come to find out, when you actually meet, when he makes the encounter on the mountain during Final Selection with the hand demon, the one that had like all the arms growing out of his body, and he had the arms that covered his neck to obviously keep it from getting cut, obviously. You found out that he was the one that killed all of the children, if you will, of Oroko Daki. And when it was almost as if like when Tanjiro killed him, it's like he released the souls of all of the other ones, if that makes sense. You know what I mean? Like that was an interesting story, which obviously he did that and it helped him become one of the final four in final selection. You know, when then after that,
I thought there was five in final selection.
I can just remember four.
I could be wrong.
I thought it was five. I'm.
No, I thought it was five at final selection. I could be wrong, but I thought it was five.
I could have swore it was four, because he meets the one guy later on when he was a little bit bigger than what he used to be at final selection, because obviously he was training under somebody there at the Demon Slayer Corp, you know, and then he had gone on to do other missions and stuff. I think his first mission was... Tanjiro's first mission was the one that went under. I can't remember names off the top of my head of what the demon's name was. No. I take that. No. Because his first fight with the demon, he ends up getting into it, and then Nezuko just runs out of nowhere and just big boots his demon's head off his shoulders. I was like, damn, you know. And obviously he doesn't die because, well, you know, a demon can only die by a Demon Slayer sword. So.
Or sunlight.
Or sunlight, yeah. True. Yeah, because I remember when one of Rue's family members was wanting to leave. And mother said, I'll go with you. But then she told Rue, and then he strapped her to the top of the house that they were in while the sun came out. It, you know, burned her to death. But yeah, overall, man, I thought the series was great. I'm looking forward to the rest of season two, to see what happens there. And then hopefully I can find season three somewhere, because it's not on Netflix. So we'll see what happens there.
I think currently it's only on Crunchyroll. Mm-hmm. Maybe on Hulu. I'm not positive.
Yeah. I can always find it. Because a lot of them share. Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of streaming services kind of have the same animes. I mean, I think JoJo's Bizarre Adventure is on like three different services. I've seen it on Hulu. I've seen it on Netflix.
Netflix Tubi. Only has all of it.
Netflix only has all of it.
Yeah, they bought it out, so it's a okay, Netflix
cool. Yeah. Okay, cool. That's cool.
Because they shit the bed on last season.
Which season was that on JoJo?
Stone Ocean?
Okay.
Season 7, right?
Season 7, part 6, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I went back and I rewatched, I restarted watching Stardust. Sorry,
season 5, part 6, because they combined part 1 and 2 together.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I restarted.
I don't know why I said 7.
Yeah, 7 yeah. Still Ball Run.
Yeah. So so I restarted Starship Crusaders because Amy had said something. Stardust Crusaders. I'm sorry. I don't know why I said Starship. I restarted Stardust just so that Amy could watch it, because she was like, what is JoJo? I'm like, well, watch it. You know, I'll give you one episode. If you don't like it, you ain't got to watch it. If you do like it, cool. We can watch it together. Give it something else we can watch. I don't really know if she was that into it, but... I'm like, okay, yay or nay on episode 2. If not, then I'm just going to jump back to season 6 and finish it, or episode six, and go from there. You know,
if she would like any of them, it'd probably be Northern Wind.
Northern Wind, is that the fourth season, or is that the fifth?
Fifth season. because that's the Italian one. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, when I told her that, you know, there was a little bit of vampirism in it, she was like, oh, okay. You know, because, you know, she likes the vampire shit. Which, I mean, it deals with vampirism because Dio is, you know, vampire in a sense. That's what, you know,
part one and two is about.
Okay. And she might enjoy that more than that.
I sure don't.
I mean, it is what it is on that. But yeah, man. Demon Slayer, great. I'd recommend Demon Slayer to anybody. If, like, that's my go-to. Like, if somebody wants to get into anime, like, what anime would you recommend? It's simple. It's easy to get into. You know, they got great characters. Some of it can be a little bit over the top, but, you know, if you can kind of get through some of the dumb stuff, it is actually a really good, episode. It does get better throughout the season, I think. And I really did enjoy it. I really did like it, and I'm ready to finish out season two at this point.
Yeah, you need to.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and then after I get done with Demon Slayer, probably finish out JoJo, and probably after that, I'm probably going to start Black Clover. Chip, I've heard you have a lot of good things to say about it, so I might jump on Black Clover after that.
I mean, I like it. Roger doesn't like it, so it's really a preference thing.
Okay. You think that's why there's mostly, like, how do I say this? Not like infighting, but like kind of like people in terms of preferences of anime, like story, animation type, maybe studio type. Like, is there, like, because I like to think that there's like a community of around anime that's like not so like, oh, I don't like anything Shonen Jump does, or I don't like anything that, you know, you see on Crunchyroll, because it's all the same. Like, I mean, honestly, I mean, like, preferences is one thing, you know. I mean, like, you may not like something, I might like something, but, you know, you think there's too much infighting within the anime community instead of us, like, just enjoy what we enjoy and, you know, people stop being dicks, you know?
I mean, yes, there's a lot of infighting, but that'll never happen because people are dicks.
Yeah. There's always going to be a ton of infighting.
Yeah. Which is like, just enjoy it for what it is. You know what I mean? Which I mean, I guess, like that's like for me, like, I'm open to anything in terms of, you know, because Rogers told me, hey, check out Slice of Life stuff. It doesn't necessarily have to be about, you know, old, like, feudal Japan or like superpowers or anything like that. Just watch the Slice of Life stuff, you know. And
Slice of Life stuff is really good.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm at the. I think you didn't. You send me a Slice of Life.
Horimiya.
What was that again?
Horimiya.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. That was like 12 episodes or something like that, right?
13.
Okay.
And the second season is actually going to. Oh, they say second season. It's not the second season. It's the parts of the that they left out for the manga.
Oh, okay.
Which I will be excited for.
Okay. And I can watch that on Crunchyroll, Funimation.
That one is on Hulu.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's what I do. Like, I just go to all of my streaming services and I put in anime and I see which ones are there, you know. And I know a lot of people is like, you know, oh, you need to watch Hunter x Hunter, or oh, you need to watch My Hero Academia. You know, I mean, I've seen a few episodes of My Hero Academia. Oh, you got to check out, what was the one? Check out Full Metal Alchemist. It's old school. Like, it's really, really good stuff. And, you know, rewatch Cowboy Bebop. Like I sat down, I rewatched Cowboy Bebop in a day. You know, I was like, yeah.
Episodes.
Well, 33, but yeah, I get what you're saying.
It's like 8 episodes.
But you know what I mean. But yeah, I mean, overall.
Definitely watch Full Metal Alchemist next.
Yeah. Is that a long series in terms of seasons, or?
I mean, yes, but it's worth it.
Okay. Bless you. Bless you.
Fuck. Woo. This fucking storm.
Yeah, tell me about it.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, had a damn river going down my street the other day. Like, literally, all the ditches were filled with water, and there's a damn tree just floating down the street. I'm like, okay.
So we got a lot of fucking tree damage around here.
Yeah. Be careful with them power lines.
No, power lines don't exist.
Here we go. Excuse me.
They're worried about the Russians to spy on us.
All right. That being said, ladies and gentlemen.
Birds aren't real.
All right. All right.
Russian spies. They're okay. Drones.
All right. I believe you, Alex Jones. It's all good.
So that's a spy on us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, have you ever seen a bird in real life?
Well, yeah.
Do they act like any other animal?
Huh?
Do they act like any other animal?
It acts like a bird.
What do birds act like? Spies.
Birds.
Got you. Got them. Lock and load.
You think all them damn pigeons flying around New York are just there just to spy on people?
Yes.
All right. That's a whole nother episode of a whole nother time. I can't do this thing.
Why not? They're spying creatures.
I don't have any aluminum foil left to make a hat, okay? So let's... Get back on Demon Slayer. Let's finish talking Demon Slayer. Come on.
Think about it. In all the old Italian paintings, you never see birds because they didn't exist.
I mean, if you go back even further than that, in all the Egyptian paintings, people had the head of a bird.
Yeah, because they weren't real. Birds aren't real.
All right.
They were made by the government to spy on each other.
The opinions expressed here on Movement Radio are those of the individual and not necessarily the value.
These aren't opinions, these are facts.
All right, QAnon, let's keep going.
Have you ever been to a pizza shop without pizza?
What? Did you just say, have I ever been to a pizza shop without pizza?
Yeah.
No, it's a pizza shop. You get pizza at a pizza shop.
I bet you do.
What the fuck does that have to do with birds?
Exactly.
You never heard of Pizzagate?
I've heard of Pizzagate and I didn't.
Okay, then.
Put any thought into it.
That's what they want you to do.
Here we go. see how they do me? They're attacking me and I ain't even doing it.
Well, I'm not attacking you at all.
I just asked you a question.
You two are coercing right now. That's like. Roger does something to try to make me feel uncomfortable, and Chip's just like, okay, I'm going to join Roger in this endeavor.
I'm literally looking at patches to go on my vest right now.
There you go. I need to get me a couple of new ones, too.
I found some Jordan ones I wanted to get.
I honestly just sent you one, Roger, that I know you'll want.
I'll check it out here in a second.
Yeah.
What is hold on, I'm trying
but
to
remember no, something quick. All in all, Talon, out of the anime that you have watched, where would you rank Demon Slayer?
Anime that I've watched, considering the fact that I don't have a lot to go off of, I think I got maybe like 11 different ones to go off of, and 7 to 8 of them I haven't watched all the way through. But just based on what I have, I would say, yeah, it's definitely top three, if not number one. You know
it's not number one because you know you love Death Note.
Here's the thing, Death Note is great, but the final episode kind of ruins it for me, honestly. You know, Death Note would be my number one had I not watched Demon Slayer. I'd probably drop it down to maybe maybe number three. I probably Death Note maybe at three now. Just because, and I've only seen like 4 episodes of JoJo, but JoJo's slowly creeping up there because I've really enjoyed the JoJo story so far.
So of the 11 or so that you have personally watched, what is your top 5 in order?
Ooh, in order?
God, yes. He really putting the pressure on me today.
From 5 to 1.
5 to 1. All right. Well, let me think.
Dylan.
You're too close, man. God, put me on the spot here. I think, Demon Slayer at 1. Cowboy Bebop at 2. Death Note at 3. Probably Dragon Ball Z at 4. But it's been a long time since I've watched Dragon Ball Z. Number 5. Number 5 is a toss up for me right now. Because I love Afro Samurai, but JoJo is starting to creep up. But because I haven't watched a full season of JoJo yet, and I have watched Afro Samurai, I'd put Afro Samurai at 5. You know, now this list will definitely change over the course of many years to come after I watch a whole bunch of other different stuff. You know, after I watch, you know, Black Clover, it might be top 5. After I watch, hell, maybe I might watch Jujutsu Kaisen and might enjoy that more. You know, I know, Roger, but like what you said, preference. So I understand, but.
Yeah, I love how quickly the gag reflex hit.
I know it's weird, isn't it? But yeah, if I had to,
I'm really trying to fucking watch that motherfucker all the way through.
What is it about it that just is it? It you just can't get into it.
It's just so bland. Like nothing really gets me hooked on it. Like it doesn't. Like it's got good action sequences, but I can watch better fights in other anime. The story's meh. Like, I was like, okay, so it's good enough for me to watch a few episodes, but fucking 24 episodes?
What exactly is... Okay, so what... Just give me the quick synopsis. What exactly is it about?
People live in a world where there's this cursed... pretty much cursed creatures, like demons, sort of-ish. And there's certain people that can see them and then have the ability to fight them. Our main character, Itadori, ends up, not only does he end up finding out he can see these creatures, but he also ends up eating a cursed item by like the strongest cursed demon of all. And he eats the finger and then gains this dude, like this dude lives inside of him. And they have this pact to where they keep each other alive. But if Itadori at one point switches out with him, he controls Itadori from this point forward. So the whole time is Itadori learning how to fight these other demons while collecting the fingers from this main strong demon and eating them all so that the dude can never escape. But he's also getting his ass whooped by other people who are stronger than him, which is, of course, he shouldn't be the best one, which is cool with me. Like, I understand that. But, like, some of the fights are cool, but other times I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. This is like, it doesn't entertain me enough. There never seems to be like enough of a. I never feel like he's ever actually going to be in enough danger to where he will lose a fight that matters.
That like, is
none of the main characters.
That's weird. Like, okay, so he has a demon pretty much possessing him, and so he's in fighting with the demon while fighting other demons.
The dude
okay.
just shows inside of him. Dude just shows inside of him.
Okay. Okay, so there's no internal conflict between him and this demon that's involved.
There is at one point because Itadori is getting sauced up by a stronger demon, and he asked him for his help. And the dude's like, nah. But he ends up helping him because the demon. So they all have this special technique called domain expansion, and it's unique to every single person and demon themselves. And Itadori gets caught in it, but doesn't actually get hurt in it because home main demon dude's like, cut the shit out. He's like, I'm gonna give you this. He like, I give you this one warning, that's it. And then the dude's like, okay. And then he tries it again, gets sussed up. So I was like, oh well, we don't have to worry about this dude anymore because he's got beat up by the internal demon. So I was like, oh. So literally from that point on, I'm like, oh, so he's never in true danger.
He's never in true danger because the demon inside of him is always the one fighting his battles for him. So he's almost like he's overprotected in the sense.
Yeah, if shit gets real serious, I know he's just going to be like, oh, hey, if I die, we both die.
Jesus. So there's no... Okay, I see what you're saying.
Like, the other characters, yes, they have to worry this shit. And whenever the main demon dude starts... like actually wanted to get out of shit and it's hard to control. Yeah, I feel like there's a sense of that's the only time I feel like there's ever part of story that matters is whenever They're trying to keep him from taking over Itadori's body. That's it. Hmm. Other than that, so, they have their sensei is a perfect sensei. Dude has never lost a fight. Can't lose a fight. He even beat up main demon dude when he first like showed himself. So if anything, he can win a fight. Don't have to worry about anything like that ever again. Hmm. So there's literally no conflict except for the side characters possibly dying. And I don't even know if they die.
And so it's so the whole thing is just it's a mediocre kind of like, I don't need to worry about the main protagonist dying because somebody else is always going to be there to protect him.
It's not even done.
And there's no major conflict. How can I say this? There's no like urgency, I guess.
Yes, there's literally no urgency. Like I shouldn't worry about anybody. As long as Itadori's within like a 10-mile radius, I don't have to worry about anybody dying because if anything, he'll just fucking go demon mode. Mm. That's about it. Like I'm just like, so I'm like, why should I give a fuck about this?
So the story's more about the demon inside the man as opposed to himself.
I actually feel like the story's more about the fucking sensei than it is about anybody else.
Okay.
Because one dude is literally like their objective, like all the main demon's objectives to get rid of him because he sauces them all up. He beats them all easily.
Mm. There's got to be some kind of conflict there.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Like,
literally when the main demon dude tries to get at Itadori and he slips out at one point and the sensei's not around, so he's saucing up all the fucking students. Mm.
Is it the most frustrating you've ever been watching an anime?
No, Attack on Titan.
Okay, so Attack on Titan's still the worst to you?
Yeah, which is funny because they're both produced by MAPPA and animated by MAPPA. But I finally found a MAPPA anime that I do fucking like, and that's Hell's Paradise, and that's just actually good.
And Hell's Paradise?
And I do feel like everybody's a fucking danger in that one. Mm.
Well, didn't they also do, I might be mistaken, I might be thinking of another company, but are they the same ones that do The Devil is a Part-Timer?
No.
Okay. I can't remember which one.
MAPPA does the Dark Trilogy. Like, they do all the dark death animes and stuff like that. So, Attack on Titan, Jujutsu Kaisen, Hell's Paradise. What's the other one? The other one is the one we read about that's also like a 12-part episode. It's the one where, like, Tokyo gets taken, like, gets destroyed.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, and I can't think of the name of it. It was on our Anime for Beginners episode.
Yeah. Fuck, what are they called?
Yeah. Dark Fantasy Post Apocalypse. Okay. You said it.
They do Yuri on Ice? There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way. No, they also do Vinland Saga, which is on Netflix, which also doesn't fucking make sense to me. There's no way. This is not them. There's no fucking way. Let me look up their actual.
You see Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay, I see that. Attack on Titan.
Terror Residence was the one that I also saw, but I remember that's actually pretty good. They did the God of High School, which has horrible pacing. Chainsaw Man, which doesn't make any sense either.
I don't know. That's like one of the hottest animes out right now.
But apparently a Bond fucking hard sales-wise.
Yeah.
I haven't watched any of it yet.
They actually do Yuri on Ice. What the fuck? That's so weird. That does not seem like one they would do.
The ice skating, the figure dancing one, right?
Yeah, the gay guys skating together.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So I thought so. Yeah, because we had talked about it. They also
they did not do fucking. See, I knew they didn't do Hajime no Ippo Rising. That was fucking Madhouse. I was gonna say, over here lying to me.
Hey, Hell's Paradise came out this year. Okay.
Excuse me. It's actually really good.
Okay.
They just recommended it to me on Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Hey, it's on Netflix too.
Hell's Paradise is?
Yeah, it says Hell's Paradise is on Netflix.
Oh.
It's on Crunchyroll and Netflix.
Vinland Saga is another one by them that doesn't make fucking sense to me at all. It's supposed to be a cool Viking one, but it fucking doesn't make sense.
So I'm gonna have to look that one up then.
What?
Hell's Paradise? Hell's Paradise. I'm gonna have to look that up.
Don't watch it with the kids.
Oh, I don't plan to. I have not watched, like, there's certain ones I'm not watching. I'm not watching JoJo with the kids. I'm not watching this one with the kids.
You can watch JoJo with the kids. There's some random stuff that, like, maybe this is, but other than that, it's like really not that bad.
Yeah, I would recommend any anime you watch, you know, first and then watch it with the kids, unless it's specifically designed for kids.
Right. I mean, hell, I'm not sitting down with my kids like, hey, son, let's watch Interspecies Reviewer. Nope, you can't do that one.
You can watch Beastars.
Beastars?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Which one's that?
That's the one that's Zootopia, pretty much.
Oh, okay.
But
I'll check it out.
Also very, very adultish.
Okay, then no thanks.
It's at a school where, like, so it's the same. It's pretty much literally Zootopia, where carnivores and herbivores live together. But a carnivore attacked a student, and nobody knows who it is. And our two main characters is a wolf and a rabbit. And the rabbit has, like, super. So is. They did a really good social, like.
It's like social commentary almost.
Commentary, yes, because the rabbit is supposed to be like an innocent girl and stuff like that, but she has like a bad past. She has like self like image issues and stuff like that. We find out pretty early on that she sleeps with a lot of the students just to make herself feel good and stuff like that, and just to be accepted and stuff, because she's an outsider. She's been bullied and shit like that a lot. And the wolf is just very misunderstood. He's actually part of like the drama club, and he's actually like set designer and stuff like that. And people think he may have been the one to attack one of the herbivore because it was a person on the drama club.
Okay, and the name of this is Beastars.
Beastars? Pretty much Beastars. Yeah, it's all one word together.
Oh, Beastars.
No, Beastars. Like Beastars. Yeah, it's one word. No, I think it's fucking really good. There are some things like, yeah, I'd be like, I'd hesitate watching with the kid, but watching it like just yourself is really good. I really recommend it. Okay, there's, like, so I said, a lot of good social commentary there.
I'm gonna look it up here then. I'd looking to see if it was Beastars. There we go. Beastars. Okay. Yeah, I got it.
Should do the second season soon, unless they already did it.
Okay. It's from Orange Studios.
Yeah. The animation's really, really good.
Okay.
It reminds me of like old, not say old, but like that good like 90s style. It's like a mix of like, it's like a 90s style artwork, but with a new animation style. So it looks really crisp, but it doesn't seem like overly, like too overly animated.
Right. They also, Orange too, they also did Trigun Stampede.
Yeah, they've done a lot of that stuff here recently.
Okay.
Just came out this year too.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, this year.
Yeah. Well, I didn't think Trigun was Orange Studios unless they like just got it or something.
I think they did that one and the one right before it too.
Yeah, because Madhouse used to be.
Madhouse doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because I mean, it was back in 1998. Says it is current. Madhouse has said that it is currently, it's a subsidiary of Madbox Co, which is, I'm sorry, that's a subsidiary of them. Their parent company is Nippon TV at 95% shares and Sony Picture Entertainment Japan at 5%.
Yeah, Sony's buying out a bunch of anime stuff, so that's why they don't exist anymore.
Yeah. But it's only a 5%. So, I mean, I don't know if that makes a difference in the long run.
Well, Sony owns a lot of distribution, right? Some stuff.
Yeah. Damn. Is she okay? Hey, pause the tape. I'll pause real quick. Sorry about that. I don't remember where we stopped at as far as like what we were discussing.
Well, Jim and I were discussing food while you went away.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm sorry about that.
You're good.
I thought about the one we were recording last time.
I sort of forgot what we were talking about when we started talking about food.
Last thing we were talking about was Orange Studios and what they did, and I said they had Trigun, but
yeah, it was a subsidiary of all this, and then
It was Sony. I said Sony. It was a subsidiary of Sony. So I guess we can just splice it right there. You know, after you, because I know you had said something after the fact that Sony, you know, had a lot of distribution.
This is all staying in. This is all staying in. Just going right straight to it.
Okay. Well, all right then.
Oof, I am fucking hungry though.
Yeah, a little bit. I'm hungry. I skipped lunch, but. All right. Let me go back to this real quick.
So, Chip, what are your top five animes?
Depends on which day you ask me. Today, Dragon Ball is one. I think Dragon Ball's almost always going to be one, just because it holds a super special place in my heart. It was the first anime that I watched, you know, from beginning to end, and everything. Dragon Ball's in there. Demon Slayer's probably in there. Blue Lock. I know it's a newer one, but I really like it. It's super awesome. And I have a bunch that I haven't finished yet. Like Naruto, I haven't finished it completely, but I liked it. MHA, I haven't finished completely, but I enjoyed it. It's hard to pick a top five for me, with everything that I've seen. I was mainly asking Talon because he's super new and has only seen like a handful of anime. The more he watches, the harder it'll be for him to pick like a distinct top five, I think.
Yeah, because Chip's already, you know, because again, like I said, going through, you know, probably within the next year, I'll probably have consumed a whole lot more anime than what I've had consumed. And then by then, they're like, well, I mean, obviously, you know, but I mean, I'm hooked on, Demon Slayer got me. I'm currently watching JoJo. I'm still trying to finish Assassination Classroom. I finally finished season one of Assassination Classroom about, I don't know, maybe a couple days ago. So looking forward to seeing what happens in season two. You know, and there's other ones that like I'm intrigued by. That's like I wonder what that's like to watch. You know, I've heard Chip talk a lot about Black Clover. I want to check that one out. Rogers talked about Bleach. You said that was your number one, right?
No, it's my favorite one from the Last Generation.
Oh, okay. I can always go back and watch the Last Generation though. So, you know, which Bleach is how long?
About 500 episodes now.
500 episodes. Okay. Yeah, is it still going least, or?
Yeah, the final arc is going on right now. Take a break.
Okay.
Yeah.
So one episode a day. So one episode a day will take me about a year and a half, something like that.
Yeah, I mean you can watch the no filler version, which is what I recommend because there's a lot of filler arcs. To be honest, okay. You probably can watch it all in a year. Probably in like 200 days with all the fillers.
Okay. So without the filler, what?
I mean, it'll still probably be around 300 episodes, maybe.
Okay. So I put two episodes a day. I could probably knock it out 100 and something. But,
well, I mean, I did 26 episodes in less than 24 hours. It depends on how dedicated you want to be.
Yeah, I would say I watch whole anime seasons in a day now. Yeah. I've gone through so many animes last week.
Yeah.
Just depends on how long the series is and what you want to watch.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And there's different types that you know, you have like your action adventure types, you have your slice of life, you have your horror, you have all kinds of different ones. Which I mean, and for a lot of people, like especially when we go to conventions and stuff, and you see the costumes and everything, you see the cosplay, and everyone's like, it's like, man, they really took time to dress, and you know, really like they know the story just as well as the people who wrote it most of the time, you know, and it's really cool to see that stuff, and to meet some of the voice actors who actually have a voice, which, you know, I think it's let me go back real quick so I can not mistake anything. Boom. And yeah, I'm trying to see who the voice is.
For who?
Yeah. Zach Aguilar.
Aguilar,
I'm sorry. Yeah. Who is the voice of Tanjiro, who is going to be at an event in December.
Yamacon,
yeah, there you go. I didn't know if I could say it yet. But yeah, you know, he's going to be there, you know. And he's also been in, JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, The Seven Deadly Sins, Cyberpunk Edge Rushers. So he's done a lot of cool stuff, you know. And it's like, you know, you meet that person and it's like, you know, to say like, yo, I love your portrayal of Tanjiro. You know what I'm saying? Or somebody like that, you know, I hadn't told my son yet about Yamacon just yet. But he would have been like, I want to go. I'm like, just calm down, you know. But yeah, I mean, it's really cool to be able to meet some of these people. And then the anime itself is, you know, circling all the way back to the beginning of this. To me, Demon Slayer is an unbelievable show. And I look forward to watching the rest of the season. It's going to be pretty interesting. I'm really looking forward to what this particular arc is going to go and then going into, because again, it's basically, I'm on season two. I'm going to be watching all of season two. It's like 18 episodes. Yeah, so it's not long at all. No. And then I got to figure out a way to find season three, you know, before season four comes out.
Just came out. So
it's finished. Yeah.
Okay. All right, like so
3 weeks ago or something like that, two weeks ago.
So it probably it probably won't be out on Netflix, because normally it's the Japanese networks that have it first, and then it gets.
No, Crunchyroll has it first.
Crunchyroll has it first. Okay. All right. Now, but Crunchyroll is mostly sub though, right?
Nope.
Or is it also no? You can dub it. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It is right, simulcast awesome. For it, but they also put up the dub.
Okay. Sweet. All right. Well, so that is that. So, that is our review basically of the first season of Demon Slayer.
This is your review.
My review, basically, yes, because they already have it. But for those watching, what were some of your favorite moments of Demon Slayer? What were some of your favorite fights, your favorite characters, funny moments, you know, enraging moments, you know? Anything you guys want to tell us, just leave it in the comments below. I know there's going to be people coming at me with torches and pitchforks saying, you know, what the hell, you know, listen, I'm still new to this shit. So just let me enjoy it and, you know, have fun with it. All right. Just let me have fun watching Demon Slayer, and, you know, don't crucify me too bad that I don't know as much as you people. But anyway, that being said, anime people.
Mm-hmm. Snobs, mean.
Stop gaslighting me, motherfucker. Anyway, that being said, yes, thank you guys for joining us tonight. Anything you guys want to say before we bounce out of here?
As always, check out movementradio.us. That is your one-stop shop for all things Movement Radio.
What you got, Raj?
Juicy Cousins' ass.
That's all you have to say?
Ass.
Okay.
Death Note's ass.
Okay. Anything else?
Let me think what other animes are ass. I don't really watch them, they're ass, so they don't stay my mind anymore. Digimon's better than Pokemon.
Okay.
I mean, it's just the truth.
I'm not questioning, I'm just saying.
Man, we're just getting it all out there. I'm gonna be honest with these people.
All right. It's all honesty. But yes, but that being said, again, thank you guys for tuning in tonight. And of course, we got to give a shout out to the OG, gearanime.com. Again, if you go to gearanime.com/movement radio and use the promo code Move Radio at checkout, you will get free shipping here in the United States. Also, big shout out to our other sponsors, audibletrial.com/movement radio, Zoo Lily, W.GG, Get Response, Elementor, Entertainment Earth, and Just Cash Clothing. Again, all of our friends and family that's been down with us since day one, you guys know who you are, and thank you so much for all the love and support. Thank you guys for tuning in tonight to watch this episode. And I gotta go. That being said, we'll catch you guys next time. Let's hit them with the outro.
Please do not leave without leaving a like, comment, share, and subscribe on your favorite podcasting platform and right here on YouTube.
Make sure you check us out on all of our social media networks, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Check out the YouTube channel, subscribe, click that bell to get notified of our latest videos. Check out streamlabs.com/movement radio/merch. Go cop some merch. And also movementradio.us, your one-stop shop for all things Movement Radio.
I am Chip Hazard.
I'm Talon Williams.
I'm Roger Sierra.
And this is Movement Radio.